Hosted call center is what they call the cloud. It's a 1-800 number that you call in, and they actually have a computer center in Dallas. They've got one in Georgia, and they have one in San Antonio. So they automatically have backup to their systems. The customer calls in, they can't tell the difference that they're calling our IVR or they're calling this hosted IVR. And it goes through the system just the way that it would if we had the $120,000 set up here. The thing about this is it's unlimited calls coming in. They said it's not really unlimited, but they have never overloaded the system. So instead of 48 customers being able to call in, or 14 customers, we could get every call from every customer that's calling in without anybody being dropped or put on hold. Again, same benefits as the new IVR system, voice recognition, caller ID, text-to-speech. We would still need the training for the OMS, but not the IVR, because the IVR would not be on site. The thing about this system is it would always be on. Every call coming into dispatch, whether it's water, electric, or other, would go through this system first. Now, during a normal operating day, when somebody's calling in because their lights are out, when it's just one customer, the dispatcher would be able to call them back immediately. Because when we just have a single customer out, we normally call them to get them to check their breakers. Probably half the time it's a customer problem and not something that we need to send a truck out on. So we'll walk them through, have you checked your breakers, have you checked this, have you checked this, before we send a truck. But if there's multiple outages, we'll be able to react and send a crew out that direction. So that is the difference between this and the other option. The other difference is, to get this set up, including all the training we would need, would cost about $29,000. And then every year after that, it'd be about $14,800 to maintain that system. And we would have the most up-to-date system. As they upgraded their system, we would automatically get the upgrades. This cost, and I'll throw this in, varies just a little bit. We've got this number based on the data that we came up with. Again, we've been working on this since June, looking at what we need to do. They charge us a certain amount a month plus 25 cents a call. And that's really inexpensive when you get down to how many calls that we have. But also, if we have 200 people call in, we can do automatic callbacks with this, same as we can the other system.
Does this require any additional employees?
No. In fact, this frees up our dispatchers to do what they need to be doing, and that is routing crews, calling in people to do the work, and more or less monitoring what's going on in the field. So it's actually, this would be a great advantage to us. If you look at the cost difference, this is kind of, go ahead.
With the host call center, are the, when folks from College Station call in, are they getting a live person or are they getting an automated?
It'll be an IVR.
Okay, then how do we improve the identification rate that you talked about earlier? Because one of the problems that you said
that when they call in, it will ask, is this electric, water, or other? So that will head them the right direction. And then they'll be asked to enter their account number. So that account number will come in at that point. If they don't know their account number, then they can enter a phone number and they can leave a message as far as what the problem is. We'll have to go in and look at that individually. I mean, the message is out there on the OMS system so that we can go in, listen to it, call them back, or do whatever. It's the same thing that would happen now with the system during a major storm.
Okay.